Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
It's happened again. Planned Parenthood has been sued for not reporting child rape and sending the victim back to the abuser after performing the abortion and covering up the evidence for the rapist. I'm Matt Barber, in today for Matt Staver. Joining me in studio again is Daryl Edwards, president of Liberty Counsel Action. Daryl, the Christian Post is reporting that Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, my home area there in the Denver, Colorado area, which received over $2 million in government grants in 2011-2012, is facing a legal challenge from the mother of an underage girl who was taken to the facility by her sexual abuser to have an abortion. The lawsuit Carrie Smith v. Rocky Mountain Planned Parenthood was filed in June and claims that a 13-year-old girl was taken to the clinic by an adult abuser who was also her stepfather to have an abortion on May 3rd, 2012. Not only did the staff not ask the girl if she was being sexually abused by an adult, they also neglected to contact law enforcement or child services to report suspected abuse of the girl. And this is in perfect keeping with a long history of Planned Parenthood covering up such sexual abuses and child abuse. And, you know, when you're operating from a worldview that says there really is no right and wrong with sexuality, you know, these ages of consent laws are just so antiquated. And really, this is the girl's right to choose an abortion supersedes all, up to and including being complicit in a crime and covering up the crime on behalf of an adult rapist.
Yeah, it's amazing that the people at Planned Parenthood are just so blinded by their own behavior. It made it worse. It said that not only the victim was left alone to walk outside the clinic back to her abuser, who was sitting in the car having lunch casually, but that they even, at the abuser's request, injected the 13-year-old with a form of birth control, allegedly so the abuse could continue and not result in pregnancy. I mean, how low, despicable can you get? I don't understand.
Well, we know how low they can get. You know, live our friends over at Live Action, Lila Rose has been at the forefront of this for years, doing these undercover videos of Planned Parenthoods around the country. You know, if it were just one instance where some rogue Planned Parenthood employee was covering up sex abuse, it'd be one thing. But she has dozens now of instances where Planned Parenthood employees are advising underage children as young as 13 or younger on sadomasochism, on how to engage in S&M with adult sexual partners. Some of Lila's crew will go in, who young looking women will go in and pose as 13-year-old girls and say that they're having, you know, various forms of sexual perversion and activity with adult men and so forth. And these Planned Parenthood counselors will just advise them, oh, well, here's how you do it. Well, be safe. Make sure and have a safe word. And I mean, it's absolutely despicable, appalling behavior. It's systemic. It's systematic throughout Planned Parenthood. The evidence continues to mount. Yet here's perhaps the biggest atrocity here. Our tax dollars, nonetheless, go every year in the hundreds of thousands, over 2 million since in 2011-2012, to fund this kind of child corruption and murder.
Yeah, it's just 2 million for this one Planned Parenthood outfit in Colorado. Does everybody remember that? It's not nationwide. I think it's something in the range of 300 million nationwide,
that's right.
I believe.
Half a billion,
I think. It's huge.
Per annum.
Mm-hmm. I guess the biggest thing that bothers me is, where is the outcry from the mothers in this country? And I don't care if you're a liberal, conservative, even if you're a Planned Parenthood supporter, you know, this is a 13-year-old daughter sent back to an abuser, forgetting the problems with abortion in general. Even if you favor abortion, how can you favor someone sending a child back to her abuser and then giving her birth control so it can continue?
You know, it's reminiscent of Baal worship to me, of a worshiping Moloch, where people would sacrifice at the altar. They would burn alive their young babies to the god, you know, the false god Moloch, and that, you know, today abortion is sacrosanct on the left. They worship at the altar of so-called choice. So this euphemistic notion of reproductive freedom supersedes all, up to and including covering up this type of sexual abuse and doing so systemically. But, you know, the lid has been blown off of this thing. Now there's no excuse for the public, for our government to continue to funnel taxpayer dollars toward facilitating this kind of abuse and this this kind of abortion homicide is simply appalling, and it must be stopped. And there are a number of brave statesmen out there who are doing everything they can to stop it. But the abortion industry, backed by very powerful people in Washington, is a formidable opponent.
And you mentioned powerful people in Washington, and we have to be clear, it's not just one party. It's just not the Democrat Party. I mean, the other side, if they really believed in it, they would put a stop to it in some way. Ultimately, they usually seem to cave when it comes to, you know, putting the government on hold over issues like this. It's like, and we're talking about life here. Yeah. And yet they ultimately, they both sides cave, and that's why we have the funding at a time when all we hear is budget crunch and we don't have enough money to pay for bridges and shovel-ready projects, and yet $300 million gets thrown to them each year or more.
The right conservative politicians, or not even conservative, more those aligned with the GOP specifically, many of them seem just terrified, scared of their own shadow when it comes to taking a stand, because they know that the media is wholeheartedly on the side of the political left, and they are the political left in large part. And so they don't want to be painted as anti-woman, this ridiculous concept of this war on women. They know that the media is going to bash them over the head if they take a stand against this kind of abuse, if they take a stand against Planned Parenthood. And we've also seen this Obama administration using the Department of Justice, and Eric Holder has been targeting people for lawsuits and other things who actually are challenging Planned Parenthood on these kinds of activities. So we shouldn't be surprised that they're scared of their own shadow. It would sure be nice if some more and more conservative politicians out there would take a stand for life and a stand against Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, it sure would be. And not just them. Maybe it's just going to have to be a groundswell from across the nation. But so many Christians just don't do anything. They close their eyes to it. They'd rather go shopping at the mall or watch their favorite program on television. They're not really getting involved as they should. There's enough evangelical Christians in this country that could stop this thing if they wanted to.
Well, that's what Liberty Counsel is doing, is educating the public about these issues, getting the word out to people about what is actually happening, what Planned Parenthood is up to, what the political left is up to, the pro-abortion left is up to, dispelling the myths and educating the public and breaking down the euphemistic language, cutting to the chase, saying, what are we actually talking about here? But as you point out, far too many Christians, people who could do and say something about it, and their strength in numbers, are burying their head in the sand.
Yeah, and there are some, we have to remember, have been fighting this fight for a long time, but many of them have been fighting alone. They show up on January 22nd every year, and they have the March for Life and others. And I think we're guilty of saying, well, we're just turning a blind eye to that as well. And we're saying, well, we've heard this over and over. But really, you know, babies are still being butchered and murdered every day, and by the millions each year. And so God hasn't closed his eyes to it. He still sees it.
Yeah. No, he certainly hasn't, and neither has Liberty Counsel. And so Liberty Counsel will continue to stand up for life, will continue to stand up for these young girls who are being sexually abused and victimized, not just by a male adult abuser, but by Planned Parenthood itself, equally complicit in these crimes by covering up these crimes and giving their tacit support for these crimes. Well, they're being held accountable in Colorado. They need to be held accountable elsewhere. Go to lc.org to learn how you can support Liberty Counsel's ministry. I'm proud to support Liberty Counsel's ministry, and I hope that you will do as well. Really at the forefront of defending life, of defending children against child corruption, which is running rampant. Planned Parenthood doesn't just kill babies. They corrupt children by spreading this radical sexual sex education agenda that says that anything and everything is okay. Just come to Planned Parenthood and we'll give you drugs to clear up your STDs once you get them, or if you happen to get pregnant, we'll destroy that the product of your sexual immorality as well. So go to lc.org or call 1-800-671-1776. Support this ministry as they stand up. Your gifts, your support is how Liberty Counsel is able to do what it does. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.